Happy Tuesday, my talkers. It's the Julia Show today with special guest host Patrick Richardson, a.k.a. The Laundry Guy. The sun is shining, so let's have some fun this afternoon.
That is the sun you see outside. Get it on your face. Enjoy it. You're going to have to help me turn on and off. Thanks, Rachel. Can you turn on Patrick's mic? Okay. So we are doing something new today. Last time you were with us, Patrick, I'm like, how do you feel about co-hosting? You're like, all right, let's do it.
Right. I'm so excited. Because, it's hysterical because I'm kind of fangirling because, I listen to the show and then, I'm on it. It's amazing.
And if you guys, you'll know Patrick from Mona Williams' store that used to be in Northeast Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and now it's at the Mall of America. You started with laundry soaps and then laundry camps and then the Laundry Love book and then national TV on Discovery Plus, the Laundry Guy.
Right.
What's next?
Well, I don't know. I hope to film soon for a secret project, TBD.
Okay.
And then, I hope to do another book. And I don't know, maybe if I'm super lucky, I'll get to come back here some other time.
Absolutely.
So excited.
Absolutely. This is just fun. Okay. So when we first met you, we came into your store and you were helping us find some fabulous, not antique, but what do we call it? Vintage.
They were vintage and they were from the 80s. So they were
vintage dresses to wear the SAG Awards. Mm-hmm. And I remember I wore this peach number and Lori wore this beautiful sequence, kind of Partridge Family sequence square number. And we just were so gorgeous and just fell in love with you. And everyone knows you. I mean, everyone knows you.
I don't know.
A lot of people know you. Did you ever meet Betty White in your life or were you a huge fan?
Oh, I was an enormous fan. I never got to meet her. That would have been one of my ultimates. And then, to know that Mineral Point, it's where Alan was, and she used to hang out there. I would have driven to Mineral Point.
Where's Mineral Point?
In Wisconsin. It's about 3.5 hours from here, I think, and that's where Alan is from, and that's where he was buried, and she used to go there and visit.
Oh, stop.
I mean, we were that close to Betty White.
We were.
We could have driven down there.
Could you do a remote?
We could have done that.
We could arrange it. Well, yesterday, I just want to thank everybody, all of our MyTech listeners. We have the most generous listeners in the world. Yesterday, we raised $10,285 for Canine Inspired Change. And it was the Betty White Challenge that was happening across the world, I feel like, yesterday. But so just right here on our local station, we just want to thank everybody for your continued generosity. It's amazing.
That's incredible. And great charity. I mean, the amount of money, my mouth fell open. That's phenomenal.
Isn't that?
And, dogs, come on.
They're the bomb. Do you have a dog?
We don't. Ross is allergic.
Oh, he is.
He's really allergic, yeah. But I keep sending him pictures of animals on Instagram. And it's as close as I get. So, he constantly gets pictures of bunnies and capybaras I'm obsessed with right now.
What kind of bears?
Capybaras. They're like this big rodent.
Stop.
Oh, they're the cutest things in the whole world.
Stop it. Really?
Wait till you see how cute they are. You won't be able to stand it.
Okay, that's so funny.
So bunnies and dogs and miniature cows. I love animals.
How cute would that be, a miniature cow?
I know, on a leash.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying.
On a leash. Okay, so here's the funny thing. So I yesterday was talking to Donna Valentine from the Donna and Steve Experience, which is on earlier on this very station. And we, we are so fortunate. People always want to ask you laundry questions, want to ask you, I think, fashion questions, anything questions. But our number is 651-641-1071, and we've got you for quite a while.
Right.
So bring it on. If people have questions, please feel free to call. So here is Donna's question for us. She says, I have a large dog that constantly licks my couch to the point where parts of the material are crusty and hardened. There is no label on the cushion, so I don't know what the material's made of. Is there a way to treat and restore the material? Any tips? It zips open so I can bring it to the dry cleaners, but I know how we feel about dry cleaners, etc. Help.
Oh, okay.
Sticky saliva licking.
Yeah, right. I mean, actually, when your dog licks, that means he's happy.
So
that's good.
Okay.
I mean, the dog being happy is more important than the sofa. But it's actually really easy.
I think that's only 50% true sometimes.
I think it's, dogs being happy is the most important thing. I just ordered a Valentine for my store that said, you're my favorite person on earth, except for the dog. Oh. And I thought, that's kind of... But anyway, so here's what
you do. That's very True.
So accurate.
There's so many animal people.
Right.
Yeah.
But to get it out, you need oxygen bleach. And all you need to do is mix up about a tablespoon of oxygen bleach into like a quart of warm water and then sponge it on. And here's the thing that people forget to do. You need to take a towel of clear water and like sponge it off, like rinse it, and then blot it dry. You know, so many people go after a stain and they scrub the stain and then they just blot it dry.
But you need to soak it
right
after you.
And you got to rinse it off.
Okay.
If the soap is really, really bad, I would rent a rug extractor and clean it that way. And I would just put the oxygen bleach solution in the rug extractor and just go over the whole sofa. I would not pull the cushions off and clean them separately.
Okay.
Because they may end up a different color than like the back and the arms.
Got it.
Because you can't take that off.
Got it. Okay.
So it'll be super, super easy.
And oxygen bleach is an oxymoron. Because
yes,
when I hear bleach, I think it's going to turn everything white.
Right. It's completely oxygen bleach, unlike chlorine bleach, it's totally color safe. What it is basically is dry hydrogen peroxide. When you mix it with water, it becomes hydrogen peroxide just in a really concentrated, you know, solution. Like hydrogen peroxide in the little brown bottle is about 3%.
Right.
And when you mix it up, it's about 30%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it only lasts about an hour. It off-gases oxygen. So after an hour, it just becomes water again. So you just, you know, and that's also great because it's safe for the dog.
Oh, right.
We're not putting any chemicals on the sofa that the dog's going to lick, which, you know, because like some of those carpet things and...
Spotted out or whatever.
Yeah, I would never do that to the dog.
Right. All right, I got it. Okay, now we've got Christine on the line.
Yeah.
Christine, do you have a question for Patrick?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
I know I kind of caught a little bit of what you were just saying. It probably pertains to what I was going to ask. But so for white T-shirts, like I have a son and a husband who just have dingy white T-shirts and dingy white socks, and it drives me nuts. And I'm always scared to use bleach because there's colors on the white T-shirt, too, and I'm afraid it's going to bleach it out. Or I mean, how do you keep whites like really white and nice looking?
Okay, this is a great question. And first of all, I'm glad that you're scared of chlorine bleach because so am I. No chlorine bleach. I'll tell you the biggest thing about dingy whites, and you're going to think this is really funny. You could be using too much detergent.
Oh.
When you use too much detergent, the washing machine can't rinse it completely out. And when it can't rinse it completely out, then the detergent stays in the fabric and the dirt stays with the detergent. So if you only need about 2 tablespoons for a really full load.
Seriously?
Yeah. And that'll make everything a lot whiter right off the bat. You can add oxygen bleach. It's completely color safe. But if they get sweat stains like in the collar or under the arms, use oxygen bleach to get them out. But here's the really fun trick. Every time, immediately before they go in the washer, if you spray them with a mixture of 50 vinegar, 50 water, wherever they get the stain will never come back. So the oxygen bleach will take it out, but then from that point on, a little vinegar and water, good to go. But to be honest, when you say dingy socks, I really think there's too much detergent in the washer.
Oh,
I know.
Well, how do you add the oxygen bleach? You say add it. But
I throw it right on top of the clothes. It's a powder.
Oh, good powder. Okay.
It's a powder, and I just throw it right on top of the clothes, right in the washer.
How much?
About a tablespoon.
A tablespoon. So this is so different from what we're used to using, because we're used to half cups of detergent or the
right.
big cup or something like that. Or yeah. So these, I think that's a big thing for us, quantity.
Yeah. I mean, we're, you know, like chocolate more is better, right? Or
right,
whipped cream.
Right.
But when it comes to detergent, less is better.
Okay.
So if you're going to use, you know, the big orange detergent,
sure,
just a couple of tablespoons gives you a better result than a half a cup, because our washing machines have gotten so efficient. They don't have a lot of water in them.
Got it.
Which is good because it makes your clothes cleaner.
Right.
But you got to cut that detergent back so that it can rinse out completely.
Oh, gosh. All right, Christine.
That's good to know.
We want to report when you're done after you've done this, honey.
Oh, I will, because believe me, it is a problem.
Easy breezy.
Easy breezy. All right. Thanks for your call. We can take more calls. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got stories we can't get enough of. All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Lori, Penny, Jan, we're going to get to your questions. We're fortunate today that we're being, it's a laundry takeover. It's a soapy afternoon here on My Talk 107.1. Patrick Richardson is with us, and Patrick's been doing laundry camps. He came out with the book last year and the TV show on Discovery. And I just want to know, you know, before we get to the callers, we're going to get to you in 1 second. This whole laundry passion was yours since, I believe I read in third grade, you got like a plastic laundry machine for your grandma for Christmas or something.
I got it when I was three. You said third grade. I was eight or nine or ten then. What? I don't know how old you were in third grade.
So you were 3 years old.
I was 3 years old and I got a washing machine, a toy washing machine from Santa because I already loved laundry.
Isn't that something? Was it just the sorting of the clothes or it was the way to spend time with your mom and your grandmother?
I think it was that I loved clothes even as a kid.
Yep.
And so, you know, my mom would take care of my clothes. My granny would take care of my clothes. And so I just kind of associated that with them taking care of me.
Right.
And so then I wanted to help with the laundry because in my mind, that's what you did. And so, you know, I always say you do laundry for people that you love.
Right.
Because that was a lesson I learned when I was, you know, two.
Right.
And it's just kind of been a passion my whole life.
I just love that story. Mm-hmm. I love knowing that. Okay. So who's first? Rachel, is it Lori?
Yep. We've got Lori.
All right. Lori, you're on My Tack. How are you today? Hello? Hi, Lori. Hello.
Hello. This is Lori.
Well, hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm so wonderful. Do you have a question for Patrick?
I do. Patrick, okay. A couple of months back, I was looking, you know, as far as what you were saying, too much laundry soap, and I was thinking more kind of the buildup of maybe laundry soap and a little bit with the dryer sheets, you know, building up on clothes.
Right.
And I started seeing something, I think it's called like a washing soda, it's a powder, that and or like a borax kind of thing. So I'm wondering what the difference is between the bleach oxide you're talking about and those kind of products. Are they like kind of the same or are they for two different kinds of problems or just wondered what that was all about?
Okay, I'm so glad you brought up washing soda because I love it.
What the heck is washing soda?
You can also use baking soda if you don't have washing soda. It's a booster to help your detergent work better.
Okay.
So rather than adding more detergent, you add it like baseball pants. You still add the detergent, but you throw some washing soda or some baking soda in because they're really dirty. Oxygen bleach is a different thing because oxygen bleach really is just going to be a concentrated hydrogen peroxide. There are times, like think of hockey gear, where you would add detergent, washing soda, and oxygen bleach, all of them. So they do different things. I love washing soda. It is good for buildup. I will tell you, I'm not as much a fan of borax. It's totally natural and it's totally safe, but it can be really aggressive. It can be hard on your clothes. So you use washing soda and borax kind of the same way. And I prefer washing soda or baking soda. You can use either one, you know, use them interchangeably, but I prefer them to borax. But the oxygen bleach is a different thing because it becomes hydrogen peroxide when you put it in the washer.
Does that make sense?
And that's more for stains then, other than just...
Yeah, it's really more for stains or sweat, things like that. The borax or the washing soda is for dirt.
Okay.
So if you were gardening, you'd want washing soda. If you were like sweaty, you'd want oxygen bleach.
Got it. Does that make sense, Lori?
Julia, just, you know, FYI, I get washing soda at Target. It's by the borax. It's like $4 for a box.
Thank you, honey, because you know I was going to ask that. Thanks for doing my job, Lori. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Patrick. Bye.
Yep,
absolutely.
Bye.
All right. So before we get to Penny and Jen, we got a question here from Julie. She says, can you ask the laundry guy how to remove blue detergent stains from white clothes?
Yes. Honestly, the easiest way to do this is to spray the devil out of the stain with vinegar and water. Vinegar cuts detergent, and it will actually just lift it right out. If the stain is really bad, like if you have a lot of it, it may take a couple of washings, but it's going to come right out. Just spray it with vinegar because vinegar cuts detergent. With that said, I just want to throw out, a lot of people love to throw vinegar in the washing machine. If you throw it in with your detergent, it completely counteracts your detergent, so don't do that.
Oh, interesting. So pre-treat the spot on the shirt ahead of time.
Right.
Should we let it sit for a couple minutes?
Yeah, I'd let it sit four or five minutes, but you still want it to be wet when it goes in the washer.
Got it. Okay, got it. All right, Penny. Penny, you're on My Talk 107.1. How are you today? Penny? Penny, for your thoughts, did she hang up? Rachel, does it look like she's there? Should we go to Jen? Jen? Hi, you're on My Talk. Hi, Jen. I hear you. Rachel, is something going on?
I have no idea.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Now we hear ya. How are ya?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic. Do you have a question for Patrick?
Yes, I do. I have a down jacket, and is there any way I can clean it without sending it to the dry cleaner?
Oh, absolutely. Down should never go to the dry cleaner. It won't be as warm. This is super easy. So you just wash it. It's best if you can put it in a front-loading washing machine. If you don't have one, grab some cookies and go to a friend's house. It's best if you can put it in a front-loading washing machine. Use like hosiery wash or laundry soap for this. Don't use your commercial detergent. You can also buy down wash. But if you have hosiery wash, that'll work. Or laundry soap. Just wash it like normal. You know, just warm water, express wash. And then when you're done, hang it up and let it dry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because once it's dry, you toss it in the dryer with a couple of tennis balls and air fluff, no heat. The down can totally survive the heat of the dryer. So if it was your comforter, you could just throw it in the dryer. But the water repellent finish of the down jacket cannot survive that heat. So what you do is you just hang it up, let it dry. And then once it's dry, throw it in the dryer with a couple of tennis balls, air fluff, just to beat the loft back into the down. If you have ever dry cleaned it, it will actually be warmer than it was. And today's a really good day to do it because it's kind of warm.
Okay, I love knowing that. And, you know, I went, why a front loader? Why is that such a big darn deal? We have to go.
Okay.
We're gonna come back to this, and we might take a pause, and then we'll come back to it and take a pause. But I need to know why a front loader is such a big darn deal, because I don't have
one. All right.
I want to know what I'm missing out on. You're listening to My Talk 107.1. We've got Patrick Richards with us today, hanging out. We'll be right back. Oh my gosh, happy sunny Tuesday. Welcome to the Lori and Julia Show on My Talk, streaming globally. And if you haven't downloaded our app yet, our rewards for this month are dynamite, and they even include cash, so we'll pay you to listen to us. And remember, we podcast every day. All the shows, you can take us with you whenever, wherever you want. We are having just laundry time with Patrick. Richard's here. And so we're just going to get to these calls, and we're going to take care of these things because these are really important questions. And I'm taking notes. Natalie, you're on My Talk. How are you, honey? Hi, Natalie.
Oh, hi. Sorry. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Absolutely. What question?
About thieves oil. So,
about whose oil?
Laundry. This is great. Thank you for taking my call. So I don't like laundry detergent, and I found that I dilute thieves oil that I kind of DIY myself, and I spray that on the body odors like armpits, right?
Yeah.
And then I wash it with probably a tablespoon of Ecos, you know, biodegradable soap or whatever. I'm wondering two questions. One, anything else besides thieves oil that would take out that odor? And then two, what could I wash the clothes with that don't need, you know, odor control because I've already used the thieves oil and maybe would take out if there's some dirt or something on a shirt, what could I use that isn't, you
that's
know,
biodegradable kind of
bottle?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So
number one, I know the answer to.
Right. You're talking my language because I'm not a fan of the big brands, either. So the odor, if you're just wanting to get the odor out, you know, and that's the only thing you're concerned about, you know, you can spray it with vodka, like super cheap vodka. And vodka is antibacterial. I also use it like to clean my countertops and stuff. But vodka will do it. But if you want to wash it, I would use a little bit of soap. You know, laundry soap isn't as hard to find as it used to be because so many people want things that are more natural and cleaner, you know, and safer. So laundry soap is actually going to give you the cleaning. The thing that you're missing with the thieves is you don't have anything that has a surfactant. And you need a surfactant to get your clothes clean. detergent has it, but a little soap will have it, and you'll be really happy with that. The other thing I'm going to tell you to make friends, I'm going to talk about it all day today, is with oxygen bleach, because I think you'd love it, because it totally removes odor, it removes sweat, and those sorts of things. And then your soap and, you know, some baking soda if clothes are really dirty. Like, if you've been gardening, throw a little baking soda in, good to go. But you are totally on the right track, and you are clearly my people.
Thank you. But oxygen bleach, it has the word bleach in it, so I'm thinking not
it's
for color.
It's totally
light.
Color safe. We've tried to come up with a better name. The problem is a bleach actually removes
color.
Well, technically, what bleach is actually removing is dirt and grime. So that's why it's bleach, but we just have chlorine bleach stuck in our head as a bleach. The oxygen bleach that I use is the same thing that's in whitening toothpaste. So it's totally gentle, totally safe.
And give your website.
Can I get it there?
Okay, he's going to give you your website. Yeah. If you guys, we haven't given this out yet.
No, we haven't. Okay.
And 10% of all proceeds go to me today.
Yeah, always. Well, that just is a general. I brought a check with you.
Oh, thank you.
It's laundryevangelist.com. And I have a store at Mall of America called Mona Williams, if that's easier. But you can pick it up other places, too.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Natalie, for listening. I think people are so concerned about doing biodegradable things now. I don't like using a pod anywhere.
Right, me either.
Because I hate the thought of that plastic being, even though they say it's, it's kind of thing. But laundryevangelist.com, and the store is Mona Williams.
Right.
At the Mall of America. And you have a laundry camp, a virtual laundry camp that's free.
Right.
And so people can go to the camp online, and that's another thing you'll find out if you go to laundryevangelist.com.
Right.
Correct, Mundo?
Yep.
All right, Tina. Tina, you're on My Talk.
Hi.
This is the Lori and Julia show that's being taken over by laundry machines today. How are you?
Oh, good.
Good. What do you got?
I have a it's a fake fur coat that I've had for 40 years, and it's white, and it has, like, shadows of people on it.
Okay.
And it's the white has gotten really dingy, and I can't, my sister bought the identical coat, and she, I dry cleaned mine, but I was too cheap to bring it in regularly, so mine got filthy, and she just threw hers in the washing machine. So hers looks a lot better, but luckily she gave me hers. But I'd like to know how I can clean mine.
Okay, good question, because I have a white kind of faux-y fur thing that has turned kind of muted colored, too.
Yeah, it turns kind of
brown.
Beigey.
Yeah, beigey brown. So what do we do?
You know what? I mean, today's show brought to you by oxygen bleach. because oxygen bleach, what that is oxidation. It's kind of the fabric version of rust. You know, it's just the fabric has been exposed to air, and it's just yellowed. If you hit it with oxygen bleach for a minute, it'll totally whiten up.
So do we soak it then?
No, you can actually just, if you were going to throw it in the washer, just throw a tablespoon in and turn the washer on, and that is it.
And no laundry soap?
No.
Serious?
Yeah.
And you guys, one of the big things, Tina, and for anyone else who's just started listening, is there's key things. You always wash in the warm cycle.
Right.
Because your water, your soaps need some heat to start working, but not hot. And you also use Express.
Right.
Because you don't need the shortest wash possible. I listen.
She's going to start teaching laundry camp, I think. Did you want to, like, we'll just trade off. Okay.
All right. I'm coming in.
But yeah, that oxygen bleach will lift that out. I mean, I hate to shameless plug for the show, but if you see the show on Discovery Plus, I actually do this, and I do it with a wedding dress. And
I thought.
Oh, and the woman.
I wasn't sure it would be the same for my jacket.
Okay, yep,
it'll work. It'll totally work. And then
I've been watching for your show, just hoping that you'd have something similar like the jacket I have.
Oh, perfect. Then this is your lucky day, Tina.
Yeah, but this will do it. It'll totally. And then just take it out, hang it up, let it dry. And then just, you can either fluff it up with your hands, kind of like you're going to pet the dog, or you can throw it in the dryer for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes with no heat, and that'll fluff it up. And if you're afraid, if you're ever afraid, just put it in a mesh bag. A mesh bag is always a safe thing to use.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I love that. I love that oxygen bleach is the answer. Now, here's a question. And I feel like I know the answer, and this is an online question from Donna. Donna asks, how do I get diesel smell out of clothes? And I just want to say vodka.
Well,
but I'm wrong.
No, you can. Like, if you just want to spray it to kill that odor, vodka will do it. If you want to wash it, now here's the one thing about diesel. You don't ever put anything in the dryer if you're not positive you have fuel out of it because of the heat. But you can actually wash it with ammonia. And ammonia will dissolve that diesel. It also works for gasoline. But you can put ammonia in along with some soap. And I used to tell everybody just to use sudsy ammonia. I just found out sudsy ammonia is really hard to find right now.
Okay.
So
supply chain issues.
Exactly. Okay. So you can just use ammonia and your soap and get the same result. Put about 1/4 cup of ammonia, your soap in the wash, and it'll just come right out.
Wow.
Because the ammonia will actually break down the petroleum.
Okay, because here's my question, because my kids have these nice Carhartt sweatshirts, and then we go eat chicken wings, and I see where their hands go. And then inevitably, they have the grease stain, and I always look for Goo Gone, but Goo Gone is such a mess and so stinky. So do I just use ammonia?
You can use ammonia. You could probably, for chicken wings, you could probably use vinegar.
But let's just say it's butter. It's buttery.
It's
so thick, if it's buttery...
It's something acidic. So vinegar, if vinegar is not strong enough, go to ammonia. And ammonia is safe. We have this idea that it's really, really harsh.
Remember, we used to clean with it all the time. A cap of ammonia in the bowl.
Right. But it's actually a pretty safe product.
Would you pre-treat it, or how would you do that on a sweatshirt?
On a sweatshirt, what I would do is I would just dab it on and then toss it in the wash.
With any soap?
Yeah, with your soap.
Okay.
But ammonia is safe. So it's not something you have to be afraid of. You could actually wash your hair with ammonia. It's that gentle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We are learning new things here today. Okay. Anna, you are our next contestant. Come on down. Welcome to My Talk. How are you today? Hi, Anna.
Hi. Oh, hey. I am just wondering if you have any recommendations about how to clean your washer and dryer, too.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, I totally do it. This is so fun.
Okay, good.
Dump 1 gallon of vinegar and 1 pound of borax. Here's where we can use the borax from before. 1 pound of borax, and usually a box is 4 pounds, by the way. So, and then just run it on the longest, hottest cycle, and it'll clean everything. And to clean your dryer, saturate a towel with vinegar and toss it in the dryer with a couple other towels and just run it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, super easy. Perfect. And it's so great. I mean, you should do it, once or twice a year.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You're so welcome. I'm going over that because I'm taking notes. I'm doing shorthand. So to clean your washer, it's 1 gallon of vinegar and 1 full box of borax.
No, 1 pound of borax.
1 pound. 1 pound. 1 lbs. Okay. Of borax. And you put it on the hottest cycle. The longest.
Right.
Okay. And then for the dryer, it's you saturate 1 towel with vinegar.
Right.
Put it in with other towels.
Right.
And then you just, how long?
And just run it, till they're dry, 20 minutes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who do we have next here? We have Emma. Emma, honey, you're on My Talk 107.1. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
How are you?
Sorry.
That's okay.
So I had a question about peppers.
You what?
Huh?
Are you on
the... Yeah, that's fine. Like 8 pieces. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. She's at the drive-thru. What drive-thru are you at? Because I heard
I'm at the store.
Oh, I heard 8 pieces.
I have a quick question for the laundry guy.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, I have a Prince shirt that I bought at one of the events years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's white and purple. And I spilled, I don't know, pop or something. I've washed it 10 times. And I cannot get this stain out for anything.
Okay. Once it's been through the dryer, I'm gonna just fast forward to the easiest possible way, because maybe at the store you're at, they'll have this. You need a product called Ammodex. It's AMODEX. And you can get it at the grocery, you can get it at Lowe's, you can get it at Mona Williams, but you can get it. But just put it on, let it sit about 5 minutes and wash it, and it will completely take that stain out. It's super easy. It shouldn't be very expensive, and just use it drop by drop. So one bottle will last you probably a year. And it's probably $7 to $10 somewhere in there.
Okay. Would you put it in your laundry machine with your laundry soap?
You put it right on the stain. You pre-treat that stain.
Okay.
You let it sit 5 or 10 minutes so it can work. And then you toss it in the washer and wash it, and you'll be good to go.
Oh, great.
I want to report back on all these things that were given out today for free.
Right.
Is that going to happen? Thanks, Emma. Okay, gosh, that when you have a vintage great shirt that you love, right, and it's ruined with a little stain. All right, we got to take a break. We see you, Janice and Heather and the rest of you and Donna. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to the Laundry Hour brought to you by MyTalk 107.1. This is Lori and Julia. Hey, guys, thanks for hanging out with us today. We've got about 10 minutes left doing all laundry. It's an all laundry hour here on MyTalk. And Patrick Richards is with us today, the laundry evangelist. And we're just going to get right to your questions and try to get the last four of you done. So, Janice, what's your question, honey? Hi, Janice. Janice isn't listening or something.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, hi, honey. Okay, real quick, what's your question?
Oh, I heard Julia say that use the shortest cycle, but I'm wondering if that's true for gym clothes or my husband or teenager's work clothes, as they're often kind of stinky. We usually use a hypoallergenic soap because we can't use anything with too many fragrances.
Well,
so I was just wondering if the heavy duty is ever appropriate.
No, always use the Express. If you need the clothes to be cleaner, don't add more detergent, but you're right on to use something hypoallergenic. Just add a booster, add some oxygen bleach, add some baking soda, but you still want that short cycle. The longer cycle does nothing except wear your clothes out.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh, Janice, you were so easy. And again, for the smells, vodka. Okay, Heather, you're on my talk, honey. What do you got? Hi, Heather.
Hi.
What's your question, hon?
My question is I have a washable off-white slip-covered sofa. And it's pretty stained just with, like, my dog and just, like,
sure,
even, like, jean color kind,
yes,
of up on it.
Yes.
So I wanted to know how to wash it.
Sure. I used to have, when Ross and I met, we had a white slip-covered sofa. So here's what you do. Wash it. I would take it to a laundromat just so you can get a bigger washer, like one of those big ones.
Yeah.
And I would wash it with a tiny bit of soap, some oxygen bleach, and some baking soda. I think that's going to do it. If when you wash that and you pull it out and you're kind of worried about if there's still any of those blue spots from jeans, you can buy Carbona makes, it's called Color Remover, and it'll lift that out. And you can actually do that at home. You know what I mean? Because you can just wash those base pillows at home. But just wash it like normal. But here's the trick. Dry it almost dry. And then pull it back on the sofa before it's completely dry. This is what I learned when I had mine.
Oh, yeah.
Because it takes the wrinkles out and then you don't have to steam it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that work, Heather?
Yeah, what temperature would you want?
Warm. Always warm.
Warm.
Yeah.
Everything is warm.
Because you got to activate your soap and your products. But warm and just, I'd use the Express Cycle. You'll be great.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome. Okay, Jody, you're on my talk. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to thank Patrick because I bug him on Instagram all the time for tips and tricks. And I asked him how to get a smell out because I buy things secondhand all the time. And there was a smell. I could not get out. And I never used ammonia before. And I just wanted to say that is like a godsend. I never knew you know, I always thought it was bad.
I know. I did, too. So I'm just learning about it today. But you're ahead of me, Jody.
Well,
that's
thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling in. That's super fun. By the way, I guess we should tell everybody, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Laundry Patrick, but Patric. But yeah, I try to answer questions. I really do try to answer these questions as best I can.
I know. I love his.
But I'm so glad that Jody called in. That was so fun.
Oh, that's so fun. And ammonia. Mm-hmm. All right. So Betty, and then we might have time for one more caller, Rachel, I guess. So, Betty, you're on My Talk 107.1 Laundry Line.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a dress that was in my mother's closet for probably 50 years.
Oh, fabulous.
It's a lightweight dress. She made it so there's no, you know, no tag saying, yeah, what the fabric is. How do I get the yellow kind of stored look out of it?
There again, we're going to go back to my favorite thing today, I guess. It's oxygen bleach. And now here's what I'm going to tell you. You need to buy it really pure. So buy it I have it at the store. You can buy it online. Strangely enough, you can buy it at brewing supplies because it's what brewers use to clean their equipment. But you want to just use about a tablespoon. And I would probably hand wash the dress since it's handmade because you don't know if she sewed it on a machine, the stitches might be a little more durable. If she did a lot of hand sewing, they might not be as durable.
It was machine sewing.
Oh, okay. then you could, you know, I'd stick it in a mesh bag, toss it in the washer, but just use a little oxygen bleach and a little soap. And when it comes out, it will be bright, bright color. And to be honest, be prepared because it may turn out brighter than you expect.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
And it might erase all your wrinkles, too. I mean, I think of that with all these...
Wouldn't that be nice,
Betty? Yeah, I mean, oxygen bleach. Right. It gets rid of wrinkles. Put a little ammonia in there. Oh, gosh. Yes. Thanks for listening, Betty, and thanks for the call. Okay, before we get to Sharon, I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
So if I have clothes and they start, and I've been washing in bags since I've met you, and you tell us to wash our swimsuits super tight, mesh bags, even wrap a rubber band around it to make sure it's super tight so it doesn't ball or anything.
Got it.
And if, like, I have a great knit hat that's white, but it's got, like, black balls on it.
Yeah.
So I hand washed it yesterday. Mm-hmm. How do I get the black balls off of it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From my black sweaters and stuff?
Yeah, of course. I mean, so... those are called pills.
Oh, pills. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not balls.
Yep. Either way, they both work. I knew exactly what you meant, so go with it. You can buy a comb or a stone.
Yes, I have
that. And you just
that.
Rub it off.
That's what you do. Okay.
That's it. There are electric ones. I got to tell you, I don't like them.
Okay.
Because they can cut the fabric. You don't feel. You know, the thing about the comb or the stone is you sort of feel it as you do it.
Sure.
And you kind of know you're not going too deep.
Got it. And that's exactly what it is. And I just need to use that. Okay. Yep. Sharon, you've got the last question.
Great. So I have this washer that doesn't have the agitator in the center. Mm-hmm. And the normal, it doesn't hardly have any water that goes into my laundry. And so if I put it on bedding, then the washer fills all the way up to the top. And if I put it on this other thing, it at least goes a bit more. Is it important to have a lot of water in it?
No, you actually, I hate to tell you this, you want less water.
Why?
Less water, get your clothes cleaner. Because here's what actually happens. What actually cleans your clothes in the washing machine is the water. And with that no agitator machine that you have, it pushes the clothes out of the water and back in the water and out of the water and back in the water like a carousel. So if you have too much water, they never come out of the water. So they never go back in. And going back in the water is actually the cleaning part of the washing cycle.
Jeez, it's the opposite of what I always
Same.
Thought.
I know.
Because I always push the clothes under further, get wet all the way. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, Sharon, look at that.
Right. And you're saying I use seventh generation, but I don't use as much as they say. But you're saying to use even less?
Yeah, probably 2 tablespoons, probably.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yeah.
We've been doing things wrong forever, Sharon.
No, we're just doing things better. They weren't bad, we're just doing them better.
That's what I've been learning.
Yep.
Oh, thanks. Gosh, thanks, everybody. Okay, so that'll be a very good, that whole hour, if you missed stuff, we would have covered it before. You can catch that from 6 to 7 and also on our first hour of podcasting. We're going to take a quick break. We are delighted to have Patrick Richards with us. We're going to get into some pop culture and other stuff that's going on around the horn. We'll be right back.